Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Very excited about this week's review and pick six time. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. Back around Darren, Donick, and Chase. This week's prize, Nick Cannon at Bridgestone Arena. That'll be March 25th, his Wild and Out Tour. That's what's online.
Be wild.
For this week's pick six. What'd you have? Well, we'll get to that in the review. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, Elijah Campbell behind the glass, Willie Donick in Edmonton. Preds and Oilers tomorrow night.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Wiley.
What's up?
Well, Darren, let me just start off by saying welcome to Edmonton, where it is 30 above instead of 30 below.
Okay.
Last time. So it's a very pleasant, balmy winter day. In fact, is it possible that the temperature is warmer here than it is in Nashville? Or did I hear that?
Well, it is. I think today's high is supposed to be 38.
So it's close. It's close.
In fact, let me
rather than the 100 degree difference that we had last time.
It is currently, I think, 34 right now.
Okay. Well, Darren, let me also say this. You know, you're very excited about this week.
Very excited. Mm-hmm.
But I also remember somebody on this panel wanting to end the contest. Not long ago, kind of down on pick six. You
know, no, one ended after the Super Bowl, which is what we would be doing. Yeah. We would be reviewing and crowning our champ right now.
Exactly, which is why I was leading at the time that you were calling for the end of the contest when you passed the reins to me as commissioner. And I was leading at the time, but I said, no, we've got to finish what we started. Pick six season goes through the final four, and so I should be commended. Not only for taking the reins as commissioner, I did an outstanding job on my questions this week, as you'll see.
Hey,
also my sportsmanship for, regardless of my situation in the standings, wanting to see this contest out.
Willie, Kelly Holcomb's calling to commend you. Hang on. Let me go talk to him.
To tell him how great of a job he's doing?
Yeah, I'm sure Kelly really endorses you as commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard was crickets there.
you have only done 1 week. This will be your second week of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've done an outstanding job.
Oh, okay. There you go. A little.
I like the confidence from our commissioner.
Yeah. I mean, he's feeling frisky. Feeling frisky for a guy who's in second place. So with that being said, let's review.
All right. Let's set up the review. We'll start off with Willie, since he was leading going into the Super Bowl. The first question, Chiefs-Niners. Chiefs are 1.5-point favorites. The Chiefs obviously won by more than 1.5, 11 to be exact. And Willie took the Niners. He was the only one of the three of you guys to take San Fran. Was feeling that defensive front. Didn't work in the last quarter. Now if the game would have gone three quarters long, he would have won. But it didn't. Second question, who would have gotten more yards, or who would have more yards in the Super Bowl between Travis Kelce and George Kittle? This is actually pretty close, but a unanimous decision between the three of you guys. It was Travis Kelce, and you guys all picked Kelce, so that's a point for Willie there.
He won with 43 yards receiving. That's what won. I would have never dreamed 43 yards would have won that category.
And crazy enough, if George Kittle didn't get called for that pass interference, he would have won. But if ifs and ands are pots and pans, the world would be a kitchen. Number three, Jimmy Garoppolo pass attempts at 27.5. Niners started playing from behind, had to throw the ball a little bit. He went over. Willie said under. It was one of two of you guys that picked under.
Wait a minute. Who said over?
We'll get to who said over.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because someone, I think, top shelf that under.
Quite possibly.
Oops.
And on the last drive, it was the last drive that he went over. He had under until the last drive.
Until they had to play from behind.
No, I think it was the second to last drive. I was monitoring it very closely.
Well, the critical drive where he threw the bomb, that was pass number 28 or 29, I think.
But going to number four, Patrick Mahomes passing yards, over-under, sit at 299.5. Willie, went under on that one. Very, very close. Very similar to the Titans. I think he even ended up like, what, 280-something that Mahomes did?
Yeah, that was my top shelf. I went over.
Indeed. But Willie took the under, got that one right. And then his top shelf was the Raheem Mostert over under 99.5 rushing yards. Only carried the ball 12 times and, well, long story short, didn't get over 99 yards. So Willie got 2 points for that one. And then one of Willie's favorite questions, a blank or the field question. This one was a Super Bowl MVP. Is it one of the quarterbacks or the field? In classic Willie fashion, took the field and didn't get it. But overall, not a terrible week. 4 points overall, boosting his total from 93 to 97. Now we'll go to Darren, who started off at 91. He took the Chiefs for number one, top shelved it. That's 2 points off the bat. Took Travis Kelce. And in pass attempts, he took the over from Jimmy Garoppolo. We're going to see a theme here with Darren's picks. Pat Mahomes, over under 299.5, took the under. Raheem Mostert, 99.5 rushing yards, took the under. Got that one right, too. And Super Bowl MVP was indeed one, Patrick Mahomes. That is, for those keeping score at home, a perfect week for Darren, a 7-point week. He needed 7 to surpass Willie. He got 7. So now our new leader, Darren McFarlane at 98 points to Willie's 97. And then Chase, pulling up the rear a little bit. Started this week at 84. He got the Chiefs on the spread. He got Travis Kelce. He even took the under on Jimmy Garoppolo on the over-under, 27.5 passing attempts. Messed up there. Over for Patrick Mahomes passing yards. Didn't quite happen, almost.
That was my
quite.
Top shelf.
And that was indeed your top shelf. Did not happen. And then the Raheem Mostert rushing yards, you're the only one. No, you took the under. Just kidding.
I was about to say.
Read that backwards. But did take the under, and then you also got A, which is the quarterbacks for the Super Bowl MVP question. So you ended the week with 4 points, bringing you to 88.
You got some work to do.
Dell Jr.
So right now we have, just to refresh, Darren at first with 98, Willie in second, 97, and Chase in third at 88. And that was last week's recap.
Time to rally here.
Okay. Let's go on, and I'll tell you what, we'll come back. We'll make our picks. We'll put out our pick six, make our picks, get your phone calls. 737-1025, 615-737-1025. We do that on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 1025 The Game. All right, before we unveil the pick six this week, quickly, the listeners were all over two. What were there, Elijah? Four listeners that had perfect scores?
Four. Yep.
Right at four. Came down to a tiebreaker.
Yep, the game score.
The multiple tiebreakers that we have. Wow. Was it somebody that called in that got two top shelves?
Yep, all four that out the of the on-air contest.
Wow, very nice. Nicely done, listeners. Four perfect scores. And remember, they get two top shelves, so impressive. All right, here we go.
All right, number one for this week's pick six, Connor McDavid on Saturday playing the Preds in Edmonton, over under 1.5 points.
Willie.
Okay, so just as a background for those who may not be big hockey fans, Connor McDavid, prolific scorer, the most talented player in the NHL, he has 80 points in 54 games. He had 3 points in the game against the Predators the last time the two teams played. So he averages well over a point per game. So the 1.5. There you go. So I go first?
Yeah.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to have to go over. I mean, look, McDavid and Draisaitl are going to get theirs. But they still lose even when they get there. So he's going to get it. So I'm going to say over.
Yeah, I'm going to say over. I like the way the Preds are playing, but I'll say over.
All right, number two, Belmont versus Austin Peay. The game is at Belmont. Belmont is favored by 5.5 points.
Willie.
Okay. As a backdrop, Belmont, as many of you may know, just beat Murray State to hand Murray State their first loss of the conference season. Austin Peay was handed their first conference loss against Tennessee State last night. So congratulations to Brian Collins and the Tigers. And, of course, Austin Peay has beaten Belmont in Clarksville earlier this year. So all that being said, I'm going to go with Austin Peay. I say Belmont wins, but it's a tight one.
We had Brian Penny Collins on the show at the beginning today in the first hour to talk about their big win over Austin Peay last night. I'm going to take the Governors in 5.5 points.
Hmm. All right. Well, it's a clean sweep. Let's go Peay. I'll take Austin Peay to cover as well.
All right. Number three. This one's an interesting one. So it goes over two games, the St. Mary's and Gonzaga game at St. Mary's and North Carolina and Duke at North Carolina. You can pick the two underdogs, St. Mary's and North Carolina, to win, or the two favorites, Duke and Gonzaga. And all you need if you pick the underdogs is one of them to win to get the point. If you take the favorite, you need Duke and Gonzaga to both win.
So we got a little parlay going here, Willie. Basically.
Yeah, this is a big rivalry game. Of course, Gonzaga, only one loss the entire season. This is a big rivalry, and it's at St. Mary's, just for the record. And Duke is at North Carolina. We know North Carolina has had a rough year with injuries and such. But, of course, it's Duke, North Carolina. So you get both underdogs. Only one has to win, but they have to win outright. If you take the favorites, both have to win.
And who are the favorites again? Gonzaga and Duke?
Yeah.
Both the road teams?
Yep.
Both the road teams are favorites.
So this is just straight up? There's no line?
Straight up.
No line.
All right, I'll take the favorites. I'll take Gonzaga and Duke.
Yeah, so will I.
They're the better teams.
Not feeling an upset.
I'll take the underdog.
Ooh. Underdog Willie.
I'll take the dog. The two dogs.
All right, number four. Keeping it in college basketball. Saban Lee at Mississippi State, over under 16.5 points.
Good coming question. Off a 33-point game?
Correct.
And the over under is 16.5?
16.5.
At Mississippi State. Chase?
I'll take the over. I think there's a lot of confidence with him and that team right now after beating LSU.
We had Jerry Stackhouse on the show yesterday, and he certainly talked about their confidence level right now. I think this is the classic letdown, but 16.5 I kind of view as a little bit low. I'm going to go slightly over.
For the record, Saban Lee averages 16.5 points a game, 16.7 to be exact. He's averaging over 20 on the road this year. They've only played 5 road games. So, Mississippi State, by the way, a very good team, as Tennessee found out. The game is down in Starkville. So, that being said, I will take the over to Saban Lee.
All right. Well, if Saban Lee doesn't get over 16, Vanderbilt might be in trouble. But number five, Tennessee and Kentucky, games at Thompson Bowling Arena, the Tommy Bowl. Tennessee versus Kentucky, a CBS game. This one is just a pick 'em, straight up. Who you guys got?
Is it me? Do I go first?
Yeah.
I will take the Vols at home.
I'll take Kentucky. This is a classic. Kentucky is getting better every game.
Yep.
Tennessee, I still don't trust. I just don't know what you're getting. I know they're good at home, so they got that going for them. It'll be sold out. It'll be loud. But I think in the end, the better team's going to win, so I'm going to take Kentucky.
Are you guys surprised that it's a pick-em?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I would have had Kentucky as probably like a two and a half point favorite is what I would have thought it would have been.
We had to check two sources to confirm that Pick'em was a legitimate thing out there. Maybe the listeners have other sources. We know we have some people who like to participate in our contest that definitely do their share of research on these things. That being said, I think this is all the chips on the table for Tennessee. They've got to have it, and so I will take them. I think the Vols will win.
All right, last one. This is going to be another Preds points pick'em between two different teams of three here. So who's going to have the most points? Between A, which is Roman Josi, Kyle Turris, and Mikael Granlin, who's on fire, by the way, or B, Matthias Ekholm, Matt Duchene, or Philip Forsberg?
The first group is who? Josi, Granlin, and who?
Kyle Turris.
And group B is what?
Matthias Ekholm, Matt Duchene, and Philip Forsberg.
And what if they have the same amount of points? What happens?
Then everybody gets a point.
All right, I'm going group A. You can lock me in for Josi, Granny, and Turris.
Turri. Jost, Turri, and Granny?
Yeah, lock me in for that.
I will take group A, and I will make that my top shelf.
The idea for these three, Josi, Turris, and Granlin all had 3 points. All had 2 points last night. And as we know, Granlin has the game-winning goal in each of the games on this road trip. Ekholm has been playing very well. He's been scoring a lot of points lately. And, of course, Duchene and Forsberg will have opportunities to score. I will take group B in this. I will take Ekholm, Duchene, and Forsberg.
So you've made that your top shelf. Willie, what's your top shelf?
My top shelf will be I'll take the two dogs. The two dogs will be my top shelf.
Wow.
Okay. I will top shelf. You're going to take North Carolina and St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of them has to win outright.
Okay. I will take Austin Peay plus the 5.5 as my top shelf.
Boom.
Yep. Willie, we'll check back in. Nope. If you've got time, we'll check back in with you in a couple minutes if you want.
Any commentary on the quality of the questions? I feel like the quality was a great edge for the new commissioner. Good start?
This is good.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
No problems.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Okay.
All right, we'll call back in just a bit. We want to find out a little bit about skate today, all right?
Okay, in fact, I'll be heading over there right now, so I will theoretically be at the rink while they are wrapping up. They're practicing right now as we speak, but yep. I got to walk across the street to the rink.
Okay, we will check back in a minute.
I assume you guys are taking some a round of phone calls here?
Yes.
Okay, perfect timing.
Yes.
All right, we will check back in before we get out of here. Willie Donick in Edmonton. Oilers and Preds tomorrow night. So there you go. Pick six. Nick Cannon tickets on the line. You get two top shelves if you call in. And Jeremy, you're going to start us off on the other side. 737-1025, 615-737-1025. The only way you can get locked in with two top shelves is via the telephone. The rest of you will have to play online at thegamenashville.com. We will come back with a round of phone calls next. All right, pick six time. Last chance to get locked in via the telephone, 615-737-1025. This week's winner will get a pair of tickets to see Nick Cannon Wild and Out at Bridgestone Arena. That'll be on March 25th. That's this week's winner. If you do not get locked into the contest via the phone, you can play along at thegamenashville.com. I don't know when the first basketball game is tomorrow. So I'm not sure. Kentucky, Tennessee's early, right?
Yeah, I think so. Let me.
It's like isn't it like a noon our time start?
Let me pull her up here.
Yeah, it's noon. Yep. So that'll be your first game. So you'll have to be locked in online by noon. All right, let's get to the phones. Jeremy has been waiting patiently. Jeremy, you're first up. Welcome in.
Afternoon, fellas.
All right, Jeremy, let's see if you are a winner. Number one, Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers, over under 1.5 points versus the Preds on Saturday.
Over.
Belmont is favored by 5.5 versus Austin Peay.
Let's go with the Governors.
All right. St. Mary's, UNC, those are the underdogs. St. Mary's taking on Gonzaga, UNC taking on Duke. So do you want the underdogs or the favorites? If you split with the underdogs, you win the point.
The underdogs, by the way, are both the home teams, ironically.
Duke and Gonzaga is going to play for the national championship this year, so I'm going Duke-Gonzaga.
Hmm. All right.
Vanderbilt, Saban Lee, over under 16.5 points versus Mississippi State.
Let's go over.
Tennessee versus Kentucky, it is a pick 'em.
It's a must win for Tennessee if they're going to get into the field, so let's go Tennessee.
By the way, we need to do Tennessee-Kentucky game total.
Oh, game total.
We got to do that too.
Gotta do some quick math.
Understand.
Let's go
145.
Did you get that, Elijah? 145, okay.
And then the Preds points, you have two groups that you can pick from. Group A, Yossi Turris Granlund, or B, Ekholm Duchesne Forsberg.
Let's go B.
All right.
B, now you don't have you have not said your two top shelves.
All right, first top shelf is Duke Gonzaga. And the second top shelf, Connor McDavid. Over right. on the points.
Connor McDavid right. over. Jeremy, have a great weekend. Thank you.
All right, y'all as well. Thank you.
737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to Garland. Garland, you're up next. Welcome in.
How's it going, fellas?
Doing well. All right, here we go. Connor McDavid, over under 1.5 points versus the Preds.
Under top shelf.
Under top shelf. Belmont, -5.5 versus Austin Peay.
I'm going to say Belmont.
Two games here. St. Mary's and UNC are the underdogs. You only need to get one of them right. Or you got to get both favorites, Duke Gonzaga.
I'm going to say the favorites.
Saban Lee of Vanderbilt, over under 16.5 points versus Mississippi State.
Under. No, go over on that.
Quick change, over for Saban Lee. Tennessee versus Kentucky, it's a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
Give me my Vols.
And the game total?
152.
Preds points, Group A, Yossi Turris Granlund, or B, Ekholm Duchesne Forsberg. Which group has the most points?
Group A.
Group A. Need a second top shelf.
Yeah, put that one on the Vols.
All right, there we go. Got everything,
all right,
Elijah?
Have a good weekend, Garland. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
615-737-1025. Let's go to Tanner. Tanner, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you.
Connor McDavid, over under 1.5 points versus the Preds.
Under top shelf.
There's one top shelf. Belmont, -5.5 versus Austin Peay. Game is at Belmont.
Belmont.
All right, you're taking the home team. St. Mary's and UNC are the underdogs. You only need one of them, or you need both favorites, Duke Gonzaga.
Give me both favorites.
Saban Lee, over under 16.5 points versus Mississippi State.
Over and under top shelf.
There's second top shelf. Tennessee versus Kentucky, it's a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
Vols and 144.
Preds points. Which group has the most points? A, Yossi Turris Granlund, or B, Ekholm Duchesne Forsberg?
Group A.
Group A. Got two top shelves.
We have everything.
Good to go.
All right, Tanner, thank you.
Thank you.
Boom.
Wanted to ask you, are you going to watch UFC 247?
I'm thinking about it.
In Houston.
Yeah, I am definitely thinking about it. I may go find me an establishment that'll be showing it.
John Jones is probably the best they've ever had. He's definitely controversial.
He's a knucklehead.
He is.
He's one of those guys that you, like, I know for me, I don't like him.
He's never lost.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a disqualification at the beginning of his career on using his elbow. Look, the dude has never lost. He's really never even come close. Exactly. Like that is hard to do in that sport. It is really hard. He's, what is he, 25-1? Like I said, the loss, it's not really a loss. In fact, I may have been at that fight. Was
really?
That in Columbus? Yeah, I may have been at that fight. That may have been in Columbus. I think I was. Anyway.
I remember you and I were at your buddy's house watching Jones Cormier the first time. And that was the first time I had seen him fight. Granted, it was on TV, but it was when I was first getting into the UFC, and I was like, holy cow.
I'm trying to look it up real quick. I want to say that I was at that fight. It was, you know, I understand it was elbow. They had to call it, but it was like a real bogus thing. I mean, he's never really come close to losing.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have his record as 25-1, but because of that. But
I'm not counting the no decision. The loss was Matt Hamill, yes. No, yeah. Matt Hamill in Vegas in 09. I think I was there. I went to many of them out in Vegas. He used the downward elbows.
Yeah.
He's basically won 25 UFC fights. He's fought the who's who. He's the greatest ever. He's very controversial. Like you said, he's a real knucklehead.
You're going greatest ever. Who would be in consideration for greatest ever besides him?
I mean, there's a lot. GSP has got to be there. I mean,
Couture?
Randy's got to be on there for sure. But, I mean, I think, honestly, I think when it's all said and done, and as much as it will pain people to say, be painful for people to say it, John Jones may go down as the greatest ever. By the way, his brother is Chandler Jones.
Yeah.
His other brother is, what's his name? He's in the NFL. He's
Jason?
Been in the, he was with the Ravens. Both of his brothers are in the NFL, and he's like maybe the best pound-for-pound fighter in the history of the UFC. Let's go to Todd. Todd, you're up next in Pick 6. Welcome in.
Hello. How are y'all?
Doing well, Todd. All right. Connor McDavid, over under 1.5 points versus the Preds on Saturday.
Over.
Belmont minus 5.5 versus Austin Peay.
Belmont, top shelf.
Belmont, top shelf. All right, the underdogs. You only need one of them to get the point. St. Mary's or UNC taking on Duke and Gonzaga. If you pick Duke and Gonzaga, they both have to win.
Duke and Gonzaga.
Saban Lee, over under 16.5 at Mississippi State.
Under.
Tennessee versus Kentucky. It is a pick 'em. Also need the game total.
Kentucky, 147.
Preds points. Which group gets more? A, Yossi Turris-Granlin, or B, Ekholm Duchesne Forsberg?
A.
Then you got two top shelves?
Second top shelf would be Duke Gonzaga.
All right, there you go with the favorites.
All right, Todd, good luck. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
I just thought that was interesting because now it's something like this you watch. I mean, ESPN will dedicate a lot of coverage to this weekend.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well,
what do you think about the feud? The little verbal spat between Stephen A. Smith and Joe Rogan. I was actually watching it live.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith has had a few verbal
Well, it's feuds. Just, you know, Stephen A. Smith trying to talk shop with Joe Rogan after a fight and tell him how it went down is just silly. I mean, yeah. Joe Rogan's forgotten more about the sport than Stephen A. Smith will ever even know about the sport, yet Stephen A. Smith is on there telling him about what he learned and what he didn't learn. And Joe Rogan's like, actually, we learned a lot about Conor McGregor.
Yeah. How long? It was 51 seconds?
It was quick.
Yeah. Do you think the UFC...
I think it was less than that.
Because you've covered the sport for a long time. I like it. I don't watch it religiously, not like I did, but do you think it still has the same following that it once did? Or do you think it peaked and now it's kind of coming back down? Because they have a...
It's a really good question.
They have a sweet deal with ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dana White was on my show about a year ago when they were here, whenever they were here last. They have a very good deal with ESPN. I mean, it's $65 for the pay-per-view. Tomorrow on the ESPN Plus thing. So They have a good deal there, but I just wonder if it's got the same pull as it did.
I think their peak was Conor McGregor. I was about ready to say Conor McDavid.
No. Nope.
Conor McGregor. McDavid doesn't.
Ronda.
Ronda Rousey. John Jones. That was like the peak, even though I'm not sure where John was suspended then, if he was fine. And I can't keep up with his suspensions when he was in the sport, when he was out of the sport. But I think those three faces right there was their peak.
So from like UFC 180 something to like UFC 210, 220, somewhere in that range.
I don't know the time frame. But basically, Ronda was on top of the world.
Yeah.
You had
Brock had a following just because of wrestling.
McGregor was coming, you know, McGregor was a part of that tidal wave, and John Jones had already been there. Like I said, I can't remember, but I'm sure he was fighting in and around when they were at their heyday. I mean, it started.
Cormier that was popular.
Lesnar gave it a lot of legs for a little bit, even though Chael he was Sonnen. A joke. Yeah, but I mean Lesnar. But Lesnar was he did. But Lesnar like really brought it. I'm talking about when you build it, you have to have. You have to have kind of the outliers. You're not the hardcore doesn't. Catapult you to where it's mainstream.
Lesnar brought the wrestling crowd.
Yeah, you have to get Lesnar, and you have to get Ronda Rousey, and you have to get other forces happen for it to become more mainstream and reach the popularity that it did. And all those factors helped. John Jones, for a couple of reasons, just how great he is at it. And so, but he's the star. He's the best that's kind of, you know, also the villain. Like, people, he's not liked.
Yeah.
He's not a likable dude.
Well, and I think that's why he's able to bring people to watch, because you either love him or you hate him, but you want to see what he's going to do.
You marvel at his abilities. I mean, but he's not
if you hate him, you're tuning in to see him hopefully lose. If you love him, you want to see him continue.
McGregor has got that, like, perfect storm where you are attracted to what he's going to do, no matter whether you like him or you hate him. I mean, he's just one of those lightning rods, right? You're going to pay attention whether you dislike him or you're rooting for him, but you're going to pay attention. Like, nobody ever says, "Hey, Conor McGregor, what do you think?" I don't really have any feelings.
Yeah,
like you feel one way or the other.
McGregor is to use the wrestling connection here. McGregor is the Stone Cold Steve Austin of UFC. He's the bad guy, but you love it. Like you just like when he's throwing stuff at a bus, like you're like, man, this guy, and you can't stop watching. You can't turn away.
You can't turn away. That's the best way to put it. So I don't know. It's a really good question. Where is it? I don't know if it's gone any higher than that. I kind of feel like it peaked. It doesn't mean it's on the steady decline. It just means I think maybe that was like the tipping point, and now maybe it's the graph is going a little bit the other way, but I mean, it's obviously still immensely popular. I mean, it's still huge.
I think it's at a point,
but I don't think it's, I don't know if it's going to get bigger than that.
Right.
That was where it really peaked. That's where I kind of feel like it was at the top of the mountain.
I think it's at a point where Dana doesn't have to build it anymore. I mean, it's just, it's sustainable.
Yeah.
And so it's exactly where he wants it.
Yeah. We will come back and close up shop for this Friday. First, I want to talk about the good folks at USS, United Structural Systems, foundation repair and waterproofing company that has been serving our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994. And they've got more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. There's a lot of homeowners out there that listen to this right now, and maybe you need to get your house waterproofed. Maybe you've got bowing basement walls. You've got standing water in your crawl space, especially with all the rain that we've had. Musty odors or rot in floor joist, condensation on ductwork, cracks in basement floors. Your house may be trying to tell you something. You're saying, well, why is my home wet? Well, maybe it's got poor drainage. Maybe it's got surface water floods over walls. Underground pressure forces water into a basement, or water seeps through walls. There are many factors on why this may be happening. But the bottom line is you need to get the experts out to your house, and they are indeed the experts at USS. Yep, they believe in their quality of work. They believe in their reputation. They believe in integrity. Those are things that are important to them. Plus, they'll give you a free estimate. They're locally owned, and they're licensed and insured. If something like this is going on at your house, give them a call. Get them out there and let them tell you what you need to do. 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. Or you can always check them out on their website, USSTN.com. They guarantee their best. Call USS. All right, round of third and heading home. Just like Pete Rose in the All-Star game. Unfortunately, at home is going to be Ray Fosse. Sorry, Ray.
Almost there. So another weekend. Another big game for the Preds. You mentioned the UFC fight. A couple big basketball games. I'm now in that mode where every night I go home and I'm flipping through and I'm watching a little basketball, watching some hoops. So I'm there now. I'm at that point of the year where I'm really paying attention. So hopefully it picks up. I want a fun tournament. That's all I ask for.
Yeah.
I think the SEC tournament will be fun.
We'll see. We'll see. I hope so.
I hope so. For Nashville.
Stinks because it's definitely down from last year. GPander78 says, what about Anderson Silva? Of course. Of course, he's in that conversation. Going back to the UFC stuff. Willie D is up in Edmonton. Preds and Oilers tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Pregame at 5 at Rogers Arena. We had a nice discussion earlier with Jim Matheson, who's been covering the Oilers since 1921. And it was pretty interesting. He said they have not been selling out games there. Well, I could not believe that.
I'm surprised.
He said they have not been selling out games at their beautiful arena. And here's a team that's in the playoff race, and they've got two superstars in McDavid and Draisaitl. And he said they're not selling out games, which shocked us.
It's a building. It's bigger, I believe, than their last building. So I would say coupled with, I would guess that the ticket prices might a little bit more expensive than they were at the old place. Maybe that's a reason.
Oh, he said that it was
coming up a little short.
Yeah, he said it was.
He would know better than me.
Well, he said they've been beat down because they've had more losing seasons than winning seasons, and prices have done nothing but go up, up, and up. And he said you could buy a TV in Edmonton, a 60-inch TV, and pay the same price as buying tickets to a game.
Well, I mean, how in really all sports, right? It's hard. You really have to work to create the atmosphere and create the energy, that emotional. People want to keep investing and coming down there, but that is surprising in a place like this. Because I do think this Oilers team is pretty good. They are right in the mix. Of course, it's a great race right now. It's such a log jam between about seven different teams. They're all separated by about 3 or 4 points.
Okay, stay wherever you are right now. Don't move because you're coming in clear now. You've been kind of cutting in and out. What do we need to know from today's skate going into tomorrow night's game? But one, I guess just kind of update us on Ryan Ellis, who's been skating with the team on this road trip.
Yeah, he's doing his workouts with the team. They have said pretty much that they don't expect him to play on this road trip. But it is nice to see him out there, and he's doing more. Today was the first, like, true practice that he's been able to go through. So it's nice to see him out there. He's working hard after practice. I was just watching him a few minutes ago. It's an interesting setup here at this giant arena. You've got the main arena where the Oilers are practicing right now. So I'm looking at them as I'm talking to you guys, and I just walked out of the practice rink, which is a lot louder. But there's a practice rink that is attached to the side of the building here, and that's where the Predators are working out. So you have simultaneous practices going on right now, and Ellis and Kelly Yarncroak are getting some extra work in as they wrap things up. It was a quick practice today, as you would expect. there's not expected to be any morning skate at all tomorrow with the 5 o'clock local time start, 6 o'clock Nashville time.
Yeah, that is interesting because I know Columbus has that, New Jersey has that. You've gone to all the rinks. You know which ones, arenas have that practice ice attached to their building. What would you say? What is the number around the league?
It's a good question. I notice a lot of the dual-purpose arenas where there's a basketball team and a hockey team, that they have that same setup for the basketball as well. So if both teams are trying to practice, there's a court in one area in addition to the hockey rink. So I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 that I know of. And okay. Beyond that, I'm not really sure.
You know, one of the focal points that's being discussed a lot right now, and you guys, I'm sure, will continue to hit on it on the television side of things. We're certainly hitting on it on the radio side of things, is the progression of Mikhail Granlund, who really seems to be adjusting quite well to John Hines' system. He now has 5 goals in the last 8 games. Half of his goals, 6 of 12 on the season, have come since John Hines has been the head coach. What's working for Granlund?
You know, in fairness to him, I thought it started to happen a little bit before the coaching change. I thought he was starting to play well. He had a great game in Pittsburgh, if you recall, and led that furious comeback that they had. And it ended up being a really disappointing 5-4 loss because they came all the way back from a 4-1 deficit and lost 5-4. But he had a great game in that game. But since then, he's only gotten better, and he's taken another step forward. It's like John Hines has really made a commitment to both Granlund and Kyle Turris with ice time. Those guys are playing a lot more, and in particular, they're playing on all the special teams, including the penalty kill. You did not see those guys a whole lot on the penalty kill. I don't think I ever saw Kyle Turris on the penalty kill, other than maybe by accident in the final few seconds when it was about to expire under Peter Laviolette. But there's been a newfound commitment to those two. They're killing penalties together, and they're doing a very good job. And so I think sometimes you just get in a rhythm. You start getting your confidence back, and then all of a sudden you get a couple of pucks to go in for you, and now you're starting to get that production.
Talking with Willie D. All right, before we let you go, give us your thoughts. Vandy gets their first SEC win. You haven't gotten a chance to talk about it. What'd you think?
Well, I was excited for them. As I was telling you guys, I've been watching them a lot. And unfortunately, as we've discussed before, the worst place to watch college basketball is when you're in Canada because you just don't get any games unless it's the NCAA tournament. So I didn't get a chance. I couldn't even tune it in on my computer. I just kept getting updates via Twitter. So I'm looking forward to coming back and watching the game. But as I was telling you guys before, I really admired the way that Jerry Stackhouse was getting those guys to play hard, even in games where they were hopelessly behind. I mean, they got ripped in several of the games early. No chance, but I did see them play all the way to the end of the game. And I think that's really benefited them in this case. It sort of dropped out of nowhere. I just did not expect that. Maxwell Evans coming up with a career type of game. I'm curious what that does with his confidence. But now we'll see if they can build on that at all. And I think you just want to have that feeling at the end of the season that you're competitive, that you're fighting hard every game, and you're a tough out by the time the SEC tournament comes around. I think that will go a long way to next year. They've got a lot of guys coming back. We don't know if Saban Lee and Aaron Nesmith will both be back. If they do, and they get a couple of transfers that will be eligible for them again next year, I think you could have the makings of a very good team.
We are confident the show is over. Willie, enjoy the game tomorrow night, and maybe we'll check in on Monday when you're in Vancouver.
All right, sounds good, guys. Great show. Great
All
show.
Right. Thanks. Willie Donick in Edmonton, Preds and Oilers tomorrow night, 6 o'clock puck drop. Remember, a little bit earlier, at 5 o'clock pregame. That is going to do it for us. You have a great weekend. We'll be back at it Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.